Title, Second Drop Variation Planning, Using Session View Advanced. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass arrangements the way producers actually finish tunes, by designing a second drop that feels inevitable, intentional, and unmistakably drop two without turning your project into a messy science experiment. In this lesson, we're using Ableton Live's Session View as a validation lab, not as a sketchpad, not as a place where ideas go to die, but as a fast-slash-B machine where you can audition combinations like a DJ, pick winners quickly, and then print them into arrangement with confidence. The big idea is simple. Instead of making one drop two that's totally different, you're going to build a matrix of options. Multiple drum clips, multiple bass clips, multiple impact clips. Then you combine them into scenes that represent the logic of your track. Drop one, break, drop two heavier, drop two switch up, and you can trigger them instantly. Let's set the foundation. Step 0. Prep your live set for fast variation testing. Set your tempo to the DNB pocket, somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Then set global quantization to 1 bar. That's crucial. It means when you launch something, it locks to the grid and you can focus on musical decisions, not timing accidents. Later, if you want faster fills, you can temporarily switch quantization to a half bar, but don't start there. Start clean. Now build a track layout that supports speed. Make a drums group with separate tracks for kick, snare or clap, hats or tops, a break layer, percussion and ghost notes, and a dedicated track for drum fills. Then a bass group, sub, res or mid bass, and maybe the bass effects one-shot lane. Then an FX group for impacts, risers, downlifters, vocal chops or stabs. And if you've got musical elements like pads or chords, keep them in a music section. Teacher note here. The whole point of this organization is that later, when you're auditioning variations, you're not asking, where's that clip? You're only asking, do I want more energy, more density, darker tone, drier space, or a surprise? Before we make any variations, do a quick routing sanity check. Put a light glue compressor on the drums group, just for monitoring cohesion. Think gentle. 2-to-1 ratio, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto and only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Then put a limiter on the master as a safety, ceiling around minus 0.8. You're not mastering. You're preventing session view chaos from spiking your ears every time you launch a different clip. Cool. Step 1. Build drop 1 baseline in session view. Create a scene and name it drop 1, bass. In each key track, create a clip that represents a full drop chunk, usually 16 bars, sometimes 32 if your idea needs space. You want one working drop that already feels like a real tune. Kick and snare are your identity. For rolling DNB, classic snare on 2 and 4, a steady two-step foundation, tops doing 16 THS or a shuffle and a break layer tucked in low, high-passed, just adding movement. Quick sound shaping reminders. If your snare is boxy, a small EQ cut around 250 to 450 Hz helps. A little presence around 3 to 6K can bring it forward. On the break layer, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. Add a touch of saturation with soft clipping for edge. Now, once drop 1 is solid, we move into the real advanced workflow. Step 2. Create the drop variation grid, your matrix. This is where people usually do it wrong. They make a scene called drop 2 and throw in random extra layers. That's not planning. That's gambling. Instead, we build variations per track, so they're combinable. The hats have multiple options. The break has multiple options. The mid-bass has multiple options. Impacts have multiple options. Then scenes become recipes, not full rewrites. Let's start with drum variations. On your hats or top loop track, duplicate the bass clip a few times. Keep the names intention-based, not hats 1 and hats 2. Name them like TOP bass, TOP ride forward, TOP shuffle skip, TOP open hat lift. The ride version is an easy intensity upgrade. 8 THS or 16 THS riding on top instantly reads as second drop energy. The shuffle version is more about funk, remove a few hits, add offbeats or ghosts. The open hat lift version is like punctuation, especially at the end of 2-bar or 4-bar phrases. On your break layer, create a subtle version, a more bite version and an edit version. Subtle is low and steady. More bite is maybe 2 to 4 dB louder with slightly more saturation. The edit version is where you do stutters or a rearranged bar every 4 or 8 bars. If you want a fast workflow, slice the break to a new MIDI track by transients, then you can reorder hits with MIDI. Add beat repeat after it, but keep it controlled. Something like interval 1 bar, grid 1/8, chance around 10 to 20%. And here's the key. You don't leave that on all the time. You use it as a drop two spice, or even a once per 16 moment, on your percussion and ghost track. Create minimal ghosts, more 16th percussion, and a jungle spice option with syncopated toms or rims. Now bass variations. For the res or mid bass track, create a bass riff clip, a call and response version, a more movement version, and optionally a swap layer version, where the MIDI stays similar but the processing changes. That's one of the cleanest ways to make drop 2 feel new without wrecking the tune's identity. A great Ableton stock approach is building an audio effect rack with two chains and mapping the chain selector to a macro called drop mode. Chain 1 is your clean growl, EQ high pass around 80 to 120, saturator with soft clip, maybe a lightly automated low pass filter. Chain 2 is darker crush, EQ high pass around 100, overdrive for bite, a subtle redux if you want texture, maybe amp for grit, and a limiter just to catch spikes. Drop 1 lives on chain 1. Drop 2 switches to chain 2, or you morph between them. On the sub track, make a stable sub clip and a lightly edited sub clip. But be careful, second drop trick is to keep one anchor stable. Either keep the sub stable and change the mids, or keep the mids consistent and do small rhythmic sub edits. If you change both wildly, the whole groove can collapse. Also, keep the sub mono. Use utility, width at 0 and be disciplined below around 120 Hz. Now we plan scenes. Step 3. Build your scene plan. Drop 1 versus drop 2 logic. Create scenes like drop 1 bass, drop 1 alt at bar 8, break or turnaround, drop 2 heavier, drop 2 switch at bar 8, and an outro or roll off. Think of scenes as structure chapters. Here's a practical combo. Drop 1 bass uses your safest tops, subtle break, minimal ghosts, your bass mid riff and stable sub, and minimal effects. Then drop 2 heavier becomes a deliberate escalation. Tops switch to ride forward. Break switches to more bite. Ghosts become busier. Mid bass becomes more movement or the darker chain. Sub stay stable. Add an extra crash and a noise layer. And add one tight pre-snare fill every 8 bars. That fill should be its own clip so it's easy to punch in. Then drop 2 switch at bar 8. Keep the heavier feel, but for one bar bring in the stutter break edit, switch the mid to call and response so there's space, and hit a vocal stab on bar 8. That's your moment. It tells the listener the drop is evolving, not looping. Now let's add controlled chaos. Step 4. Use follow actions for semi-random variation. Don't put follow actions on everything. Put them on selected elements where variation is welcome, like hats or one-shot effects. For example, hats can cycle every 8 bars, bass goes to next, ride might occasionally jump to other, shuffle goes to next, open hat lift might go to previous so it happens rarely. The goal is that live proposes combinations you wouldn't think of, but still on grid, still in key, still in brand. Keep global quantization at one bar so swaps feel like arrangement decisions, not accidents. A really useful mindset here, you're experimenting along axes. Energy, density, tone, space, surprise. When you /B, change one axis at a time. That's how you learn what actually makes drop 2 hit harder, rather than just getting louder. And do yourself a favor. Name and color code with intent. Green equals safe. Amber equals spicy. Red equals only once. That one simple rule prevents the classic trap, where everything is spicy all the time and nothing feels special. Also, keep a control scene always available. Duplicate drop 1 bass and name it control, drop 1. Anytime you get lost, launch control. If your drop 2 isn't obviously better than control, it's not ready. That's a hard truth, but it saves you hours. Now we lock the identity. Step 5. Lock in the second drop signature move. Pick one unmistakable change that tells the listener, within 1 second, drop 2 is here. It can be a drum lead element like the ride or a forward break. It can be a bass phrase flip. Call and response. New rhythm, new gaps. It can be a sound design flip. More metallic, more crushed, a foghorn used sparingly, or it can be a space change. Bass change is sneaky and powerful. Put a reverb on a return track, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, high pass the reverb around 250 to 500 so it doesn't cloud the low end. Then in drop 2, make drums slightly drier, but make bass effects or stabs slightly wetter. That contrast reads as bigger even if the meters don't change much. Another pro option. Transient upgrade without new samples. On the drum group, automate drum bus transients slightly up for drop 2. It's a perceived intensity trick, and it's clean. Quick sanity check while you're launching variations. put spectrum on the drum group and bass group. Watch the low end. If switching a break layer suddenly blows up the lows, you've got a high pass problem or a phase fight. Now we capture the best version. Step 6. Print the winning drop 2 into arrangement view. You've got two reliable methods. Method A is recording your performance. Hit arrangement record, then launch scenes in sequence. Drop 1, break, drop 2, drop 2 switch. Treat it like you're performing an arrangement. Afterwards, for tracks where session clips are still overriding, hit back to arrangement. Then clean transitions and consolidate. Method B is precision mode. If you already know your winning combo, drag the chosen session clips into arrangement at the drop start for each track, then consolidate with Ctrl J or Command J to commit sections. Method A is best for discovery. Method B is best for accuracy. Pros use both, depending on where they are in the process. Before we wrap, let's cover the common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. Mistake 1. Changing too many core elements at once. If drums, bass rhythm, bass tone, and effects all switch simultaneously, your groove identity collapses. Pick two changes, max, and make them count. Mistake 2. No signpost moment for drop 2. The listener needs a cue. Ride, fill, stab, phrase flip, space change, something. Mistake 3. Overlayering breaks without high pass and phase awareness. Break layers fight kick and snare. High pass, level match, and if it gets weird, check polarity. Mistake 4. Bass variations that ruin sub stability. Keep the sub mono and consistent unless you're intentionally doing a special effect. Mistake 5. Mismatched clip lengths. If one clip is slightly off, your whole drop will trip. Consolidate and verify. Now a short practice exercise to make this real. In the next 15 to 25 minutes, build 3 hat variations, 2 break variations, and 2 mid-bass variations. Create 3 scenes. Drop 1 bass, break for 1 bar, drop 2 heavier. And here is the constraint. Drop 2 must change exactly 2 things. 1 drum intensity element, like ride or forward break. And 1 bass change, either phrase or distortion chain. Everything else stays the same. Record a 1-minute performance into arrangement. Then listen back and ask, can I identify drop 2 within 1 second? Eyes closed. This audio version is shortened for playback.